This is
Beer
30
Sports
O'Clock.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, man. Oh, it's a Thursday night edition. Thanks. Thanks, Cam. Thanks, Cam. Dun, 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 dun. Like I threw that there. Hey, man, it's your boy Ziggy.
It's your boy Dipset.
Dipset. Cam.
Young Huncho. Yeah.
Oh.
What does that mean? Is that good or is that bad?
Oh, that Rawr and Sons hit you right in the nose. since it is October, we are drinking today Rawr and Sons Oktoberfest.
October.
It says some Märzen Lager. Some bullshit like that, you know what I'm saying? Orange cans, pretty
cool. It's a chopper!
Pretty cool. It's a different taste. It's strong. It's hit you in the nose, hits you in the nostrils, makes your nose hairs tingle. For those of us who have nose hairs. Please don't show the world your nose hairs. Nobody wants to see your nose hairs. Oh my goodness. So depressing as it was last week, we both went 1-2. I call bullshit. The Bears.
No, you can't call bullshit.
Yes, bro. The fucking Bears, bro. How the fuck do you get beat by Brock Osweiler?
But anytime I call bullshit, it's not bullshit, bro.
And they had a couple opportunities to win the game. Yes? Yes?
That's their fault, shit.
It is their fault. I boo you, Bears. Boo! You. Fucking suck. But at any rate, just for all those who are keeping count, that still puts me in the lead at 12-6. We are the champions. Anyway, and it puts Mr. Cam, Mr. Dipset here at 9-9. 500 we are again. Again, we are 500. So since we're doing this on Thursday, we have a game tonight. I say we like, we gonna be on the field and shit. I will not be suiting up for this game. Okay, I don't even like neither one of these teams. We're gonna do a pick 'em tonight. You know what I'm saying? I don't think we disagree on this one.
No.
I think that honestly we're probably gonna pick the same team, but it's worth a shot. Fuck it. Who are you going with, Cam?
Arizona.
Oh, we are picking the same.
It's a first.
Why are you picking Arizona?
I feel like this should definitely be David Johnson's coming back game. Like
coming back?
Yes, he hasn't really done shit all season.
Were we talking about the ghost of a running back that they've had all year?
Yeah.
That hasn't shown up?
Not at all.
I mean, 6 weeks? This one?
Yeah.
Against Denver?
Well, shit, if Isaiah Correa can run for 200 yards, I mean...
Isaiah Correa's been running his fucking mind out of it. He's been running out of his fucking... He's been running.
So, hey, David Johnson should be able to show up this week, hopefully. And try to take some pressure off Josh Rosen. So,
I just want you to understand that's not going to happen. Denver is going to be a one-sided game. Denver's going to blow the fucking doors off of them. The first two touches they get... They're going to go ape shit with Emmanuel Sanders.
That sounds good. Not with and pet pigeon over there.
And they will not run the ball very well. The Cardinals will not run the ball much because they're going to be down. Watch. It'll be like 14-0 and they'll just throw that fucking running shit out the window.
So are you going with Denver and not Arizona?
Oh, yes, I'm going with the Broncos. I'm going with the Broncos. I believe that the Broncos feel like they were disrespected, which they were, last week. Shit, prior week to that, too. They got some catching up to do.
So that's what I feel like.
And I feel like that, yeah, I know, I understand that. But yeah. You're also talking about running backs that were, like, doing good this season. Crowell had been running very well this season. What was the other running back that went off on him?
watching WNBA tonight.
We're laughing at our live comment. That's funny as hell. I agree. I would probably rather watch. Actually, NBA is on tonight, so you can watch NBA instead of the Thursday night game. He said, rather watch WNBA. Jesus Christ. Yeah, that's just that's tough. So speaking of NBA, hey, the NBA is back, baby. Oh, NBA is back. Yay. Yes, go Nets, even though we're 0-1. hey, Blake Griffin, you better stop trying to dunk on my man. I done told you about that shit. Coming in here with that weak ass bullshit, nigga. It wasn't because of him. Well,
what?
It was because of him. It wasn't because of that dunk, goddammit.
Have that shooting step back 3-pointers on y'all and shit. I'm like, god damn.
But he won't come in the hole no more. Not with Jared Allen. Or, what's that boy name? Jared Allen. Yeah. Jared Allen. Not with the, not with him in the fucking hole. And why has no one ever told me about this guy, Babon? Bro, did you see the two dunks where he bent the rim? Without jumping, this motherfucker just tippy toed and ha! Get off of me. You don't even look like he speak English. You don't even know what a foul is. This is some bullshit. Apparently, he's been in the NBA for like 3 years and I just never seen him. Yeah, I just never seen him play. Like, I don't know what it is, but this motherfucker was scary for the Clippers.
It's just because he ain't been on no teams to where
he could actually get some burn.
Yeah, because the Clippers are going to be fucking trash.
So why might as well.
Might as well. Well, I don't know. Clippers might not be trash, but I don't know.
Speaking of trash, speaking of bending rims, throwing up bricks all day, Hoodie Mello! What the fuck, bro? 3-for-10 from the field.
I started off 3-for-3.
1-for-5 from 3-point line, and absolutely, positively, no defense.
Who's he gonna? We expected this. Like,
no, we expected better offensive play than 3-for-10, bro.
I didn't. Okay, yes, 3-for-10, yes.
Yes, that's horrible,
bro. Melo is going to average like 12 points with them. Like,
that's fine.
What?
3 ain't 12, dog. 3 shots ain't 12, dog.
Yeah, 9.
Oh, okay, 9 points, dog. No, he didn't have 9.
Yeah, 9.
Did he have 9? Oh, yeah.
He got all 9 in the first quarter.
First quarter. Right. 9 points.
Bro, I'm telling you, y'all sitting there watching the game. They put Melo in. They're getting the ball first shot. Bam. I was like, okay. I was like, Melo here.
Everybody get on the side. Hoodie Melo.
He turned around. He's like, it was a 2-point. He's like, my bad, my bad. Came back, hit a 3 next position.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
And then, I mean.
And then just the wheels fell off the train. God damn it, man.
I mean, yeah.
I don't know what the fuck Houston was doing.
I don't know if it was Houston or it was the Pelicans. The Pelicans, their defense is
really outstanding.
Yeah, they play really fucking good.
Yeah, their defense is really outstanding.
I don't know if they can really rely on fucking Meritage to get 30 on a consistent basis and Julius Randle having 25.
Yeah, no, I don't think they can. Now, does Magic look crazy for trading him away?
No. The only reason I'm saying that is because I feel like even last year, Julius was, I mean, he was almost on his way out last year anyways because of Kuz.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I mean, hey, you feel like you rejuvenated? No, hey, more power to you.
Yeah, because he had 20-something points?
25
last night. That's so strong.
We'll see.
Like I said,
we can do it on a consistent basis.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, he's going to get the looks because AD is going to get double teamed, so.
Right, yeah, no, and I think that's a big part of it as well because the double teams got to come to AD. Like, there's no other, right. So there's really not much on that team to guard besides AD.
Right.
You know,
I mean, Drew.
Right, I'm sorry. Consistent. Let me stop sleeping on Drew. Drew have his days of being fucking my piece.
You seen he had a durag on last night in the game. Think who can wear a durag on?
I mean, the level of hood nigga shit going on in the NBA is out of this world right now. Like anybody that is Anybody that is a fan of the NBA is like, man, this some hood nigga shit. Fucking, you got PJ Tucker changing shoes every quarter. You got niggas wearing durags. Where is Allen Iverson when you need him, bro? Like, what the fuck is going on, bro? Like, oh my god, I ain't gonna. Yeah, I like it. It's fun. It's fun to watch. It is hilarious that this man changed sneakers after every quarter.
Every goddamn quarter.
That man is out of control.
My man said he is the NBA sneaker king.
He's out of control, bro. But the sneakers did look fire.
Yeah.
All the game opener sneakers and practice sneakers. Like, it's become a spectacle for real now. Like, the sneaker game in the NBA has become a real, like, that was like the first half hour of what everybody was talking about on Twitter. Like, you see such and such. Because
even the very
you
first.
You see such and such
shoes. Yeah, the very first game, Jaylen Brown had red and blue shoes on.
Tatum has some red and blue type shoes too, or something like that.
So, Kyrie's, I believe.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like, you know,
It's
honestly like, I like it. You know, being a sneaker man, I'm good with it.
I'm with it. They change that rule. That's.
Yeah, let them rock, man. Let them rock and do that thing on do.
Pumas off, though. That's what they
hey.
They could at least make more than one.
We will not disrespect Puma on my show.
Man, they could have made more than one pair of shoes. Every person that signed the Puma literally had the same exact shoe on. That orange, yellow, and black.
Hey, man, that's just the season opener shoe. They come with some old tricks out the back.
Fuck that. Okay. That's been like, how long have they showed their shoe?
Come on, Pumi. You got to do better.
Nigga, facts.
Hey, even though they on the Soul Snatchers of the Week this week, though. No, oh, okay. All right. Yeah.
It ain't them shit.
Out of line. Bruh, Boston looked good. With Kyrie playing like trash. Not trash.
No, he played like trash on this time.
He didn't play like
he
trash.
He shot 2 for 14. He played like trash.
But he had more. He had assists. He had a lot of assists that night, though. Yeah. He had double-digit assists, though. He had like 12 assists or 11 assists.
That's debatable.
All right, 2 for 14 is pretty trash.
Yeah.
But that brings me to my question. With Kyrie playing trash and Hayward on limited minutes and still look decent and everybody else playing good, Brown, the offense basically running through Tatum.
Yeah, definitely was.
Can we say Boston owns the East yet? I'm already there. My first game, baby. First game. Go Boston. But I hate New England and I hate the Red Sox, but go Celtics.
No, I'm not going to say I'm not going to say it's theirs yet. The season is still young.
The best team that's going to give them problems is Philly. And Philly looks in disarray right now.
You sleep on that team in Toronto. You sleep.
I am. They don't have to wake me up because I don't believe it. And Washington, that same thing.
Kawhi was hooping last night. So.
I'm just not that big of a believer. I'm not that big of a believer in the laugh right now. Like, I'm not that big of a believer.
He played pretty good last night.
No, he did. I mean, now, don't get me wrong. They look good the first game. Yeah. But my thing is I don't think anybody in the East has enough firepower to go with from front to back with Boston. And mind you, they're not, like, Kyrie's back from injury. Hayward back from injury. Like, they're not even at 100%. So I give you know, Kyrie a little pass, a little more than I gave Melo, who was healthy all season, wearing hoodies on the beach and shit.
You know, the crazy thing is, I actually saw a weird-ass stat last night.
Mm.
With Melo going to Houston, I didn't know this season before, Melo hit a career-high 3-pointers.
He did.
I didn't know that.
He also had a career-high in attempts, too.
That's just crazy.
But he had a career low in percentage, though.
Yeah. My man, literally, all he did was sit in the corner and shoot threes.
Right. So let's.
I'm gonna be doing the same shit. You know what I mean?
I fuck with Melo since Syracuse. But dog, I'm really like I'm putting the hoodie on for him. Because he needs the hoodie. I mean, now,
shit,
baby.
People putting on durags. He needs to put the hoodie on.
Yeah, let that man rock the hoodie. Let that man rock the hoodie so he can get his power back, baby. Something. Jesus Christ, bro. Put the hoodie on, Melo. I'm with you. Put the hoodie on, my G. Phoenix looked all right, man. Phoenix looked pretty good. I like their young core. Ah, this guy. You're so disrespectful. Don't laugh at them because they played the Magic.
I feel what you're saying.
The young core look good, though.
Against the Mavericks.
The young core look good regardless. Like, you still got to come out there and play. And the Mavs look good. Luka looked good. They didn't win. They was horrible from the three-point line.
They were the two worst teams in the NBA last year. So
what are the two worst?
They were. Damn, it was three. Atlanta was in there
too. Yeah, I was going to say, I thought Atlanta was in there somewhere. Ooh, I mean, Atlanta didn't look good.
We don't expect Atlanta to look good. They started good, and then the Knicks put Kevin Knox in.
Ooh, that boy Knox. Wow. I was super sleep on that dude.
Oh, God, nigga, cold.
Super sleep. I apologize. I would never sleep on that again.
You don't sleep from anybody. He went to Kentucky. You don't sleep on anybody from Kentucky.
That's not true.
Because even
Rondo came from Kentucky. And Rondo's only good in the playoffs.
Hey. Shit. That's what you needed the most. Shit. Rondo got the ring,
Rondo do have the ring. That ain't all because of him. Not all. You got to give credit to the man he hates.
Real?
Shuttlesworth! moving right along. LeBron fever. Hey, Lake Show. Are you excited tonight, bro?
I'm excited.
I'm surprised you didn't wear a Lakers jersey tonight. I'm really distraught by this, bro. You show up fucking 2 days late. Fucking don't put a jersey on. I was expecting you to be fully LeBron geared out. Like, I was just getting ready to turn. I was going to be like, we ain't going live. We ain't doing none of that because you.
Even though I don't have the shirt on.
You repping for Cleveland right now.
We know what time it is. let's not do this. We know what time it is. 9:30 tonight.
I'm really not that excited TNT. About it, to be honest. I don't think they're really going to do that great. Everybody's hyped about this young and long. And I think there's going to be a big curve. A dip, like, as far as, like, you know, losing, and of course the media is going to spin it out of control for a long while. But I mean, in all honesty, I think that they, you know what I'm saying, you know, it's just not gonna be all that. Which team in the NBA is gonna tank the hardest to get? We all know which team is gonna be the worst. It's gonna be the Nets. It's gonna be us, baby. Ain't no tanking necessary, baby. We just not that good right now, so I'll take it. Or Atlanta, unfortunately. Damn. I hope not. Or Orlando. Orlando may be one. That's a very good question,
Sal. That's a very good question.
Yeah, but I think those are my three picks. Atlanta, Orlando, or Brooklyn. Period. Everybody else is going to try to play like they can actually beat the Warriors.
You know what? I'm going to go ahead and win. I feel like if they're smart, I don't think they're going to win a lot of games either. I don't think the Knicks are going to win a lot of games this year. Because I don't think if they're smart, they won't bring Porzingis back this year. Let him sit out the whole year. So, of course, they're going to be bad with him not playing.
Right. No, yeah. I mean, but the East is so bad. Like, all those teams I named were in the East. The East is really that bad. Like, so, I think that.
The Grizzlies? Grizzlies too. The Grizzlies fucking suck. They got blown out last night.
Yeah, the Grizzlies do suck too. They look shitty.
So I feel like they will probably.
Damn, that is a good ass question, Sal. Yeah. What a good question. Yeah, man. Next time we're gonna have you on the show or something. I think that. Memphis too. Shit, there's a lot of. Well, there's only like four bad teams, five bad teams.
To really tell you the truth, with how it makes me think. I mean, yeah, Zion. Let's not get it twisted. Zion is.
Was you about to say something bad about Zion?
No, of course not. He's not going to go number one.
I was
going to
bust out in Lauryn Hill.
He's not going to go number one.
Now the joy of my world.
I feel the tanking, but he's not going to go number one now.
Who going number one?
RJ.
I'll just check.
Shit, or Cam. Shit, I mean that.
I mean, you
can't. One of them team, bro. One of them players for Duke, like they just they're either either one of them can go number one. That's the thing with them. They're all.
Crazy. I give you that. Moving on.
That was a good ass question, though.
Yeah, that was a really good question. Jimmy Butler. I got two questions, man.
Hold on. What did I say? You fucking need me.
Bruh, we're like a week late behind this because I've been dying waiting for the fucking film to come out. Somebody in Jimmy's camp, find this film and get this shit out. I want to see him point at the GM and say, you fucking need me. So disrespectful. Bro, Jesus Christ, man. What?
Then took the third stringers.
And whooped up on the front. Man, he was talking. And then.
Talking hella shit. Bro.
And then, in great Jimmy fashion, came out and scored 20-something points. 23 points. Karl Anthony Towns. Cat, as they may call you. I'm talking to you, bro. Where you at? Wiggins had a decent game.
Yeah, he had 21.
Yeah, Wiggins had a decent game. He showed up.
But no, I still don't. Yeah,
he showed up. Else. I mean, 21 points is showing up.
But so it's crazy. But he, Jimmy had, he made a very great point in that interview that he did. He said, who's the best player on the team? Cat.
Cat, yeah.
Best who has the most talent?
Wiggins, yeah.
But they don't play as hard as him. He knows, like, he is not supposed to be the best player on their team.
Not by a long shot.
He's right not supposed
not
to
be. Not by a long shot.
But right he now. Is.
He is.
So, that would piss me off, too.
He is the best. Do you think they trade him?
Hell yeah. They can't. You can't
take that
him.
Type of disrespect.
Oh, you fucking need me? No.
You fucking need me, motherfucker. You need me.
All right, we're making calls for you right now. Yeah,
damn. Where do you think he's going?
I feel like he'll either end up in Miami or the Clippers.
I don't know, bro. Although the Clippers would be a good, you know what I'm saying, a good spot for him to slide to because everybody sees the writing on the wall. The Clippers are trying to load up and just shit. Actually, that's another team that's just tanking for the year.
Yeah.
They're going to end up with a lot of young
talent.
Because
they're playing
young. And they're going to end up getting Leonard and everybody.
But the crazy thing is, with their young people, they still have a lot of good veterans.
Mm-hmm.
They're actually decent. Because Tobias Harris can get buckets. Mm-hmm. Eric Bradley.
Boban!
Boban. Like,
I'm a Boban fan, bro. I'm a Boban fan.
Just
now.
To say the name.
Just Boban! Every time I see him come across the screen, yeah! I don't even know what country he's from. Boban! Hey, I'm just saying. I think he's going to L.A. I don't think Miami's going to put enough together for the Timberwolves to make a, you know what I'm saying? Like, it just doesn't make sense to them. I don't think they'll do it.
I don't know. That's where he really wants to go. From what I hear, he really wants to be in Miami. So.
Yeah, no, I mean, he does. I don't know if, you know, Dwayne Wade is going to allow that with all the comments towards his wife and stuff like that.
You that's good, though. Like,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like I ain't thinking next time you put them comments on my wife, better fall back, youngin'.
My bad. For real.
Oh, that's your wife. My bad.
I think
think they cool too. Yeah. But that's just funny to me, bro. Like you can't be commenting on dude's wife like that.
We'll see.
Hey, time to switch up gears and go back to the NFL. Hey man. Terrence Williams suspended for 3 games.
Dumbass. I mean, shit, he went on the field anyway. So I mean,
yeah, I was gonna say, are the Cowboys gonna miss him?
No.
Cole Beasley finally stepping up. Glad we didn't go against that Giants. Go against Cowboys in that Jacksonville.
Bad, I definitely would have took Jacksonville.
Yeah. I would actually, though, you know what? I was going, because the spread wasn't that much, and I would have went with Cowboys because the spread wasn't that much. So I probably would have been all right.
Fuck you, Blake Bortles.
Blake Bortles is trash, bro. I keep telling you that, bro. That New England game was a fucking fluke.
Leave my nigga alone, bro.
It was a fucking
leave
fluke.
My nigga alone.
It was a fluke, bro.
It wasn't a fluke because he did it 2 weeks later.
Fluke! He going to be spot. He didn't do that. He had a mediocre game. Didn't they lose that game? He had like 3 interceptions?
The game he threw for 400 yards?
No. Yeah.
No.
He had like 3 interceptions, though.
They won that game.
Yeah, whatever. He had too many interceptions. Can we talk about the Oakland Raiders, bro? The fuck is going on?
Oh, not just the Oakland Raiders. John Gruden. Like,
man, what you doing, bro? Amari Cooper?
Like, wouldn't you think you would learn from getting rid of Khalil Mack?
Yeah, like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Now you want to get rid of your best fucking offensive player.
Hey, man, listen. Carr. If I was Derek Carr, bro, I'd be in that man's office like, hey, John, listen, man. Spider to you. No, sit down, man. Hold on, sit down, man. We need to talk about this right quick. What in the fuck is you doing trying to trade away the entire team? You can't go out there and play football with us?
Nope.
So what are you doing, bro? Like, come on, John. I get it. Like, here's the thing. John Gruden might be one of the most overrated coaches coming back ever right now. As of right now. That's how it's looking. That's how it's really looking. I hope I'm wrong. Because I like Gruden. I like when he's spider ride too and the Bennett coming around the back. And this. I like when he was an announcer. I like when he was in the league. You know what I'm saying? When he was doing football with the Bucks and everything like that. Like, I like him, you know what I'm saying? Like, he a good coach to me, or he was a good coach to me.
I don't know what the fuck you on now.
Maybe he's not that great of a GM. Maybe he needs to sit the fuck down when it comes to GM. You get rid of your number one pass rusher and complain that you need to get more pressure on the quarterback. The fuck? Then your offense looks mediocre at best. And you trying to get rid of your best receiver who's actually having a pretty good season. What is it, like 28 catches, 600-700 yards, almost 800 yards? Something crazy like that? I don't know about you, but I'll take that motherfucking wide receiver in a heartbeat. Well, he's trying to get rid of some linebackers too. Like, he's trying to get rid of the second-year safety.
Oh, he's talking about Carlos Olsen.
Yeah, like, what the fuck? What are we doing? What are we doing, bruh? That's funny. All right, man, Sal, Sal is on fire on our live right now. That's funny as hell. That's the truth, though. Like, he really is trying to milk this contract for everything he can. Like, he rebuilding so he can stay for 20 years. No, listen. I don't know about you, but you can't win games.
You play to win the game.
And you can't win games without your best players on the field and you putting them in the best position to win. Right now, you may not be putting them in the best position to win. And just to think, what is your quarterback sitting back thinking, who you wholeheartedly love and say, you know, all this? What is he thinking? He is sitting there thinking to himself,
should trade me too,
oh, man. My God, I'm going to have who to throw to? Jordy Nelson. That's it?
Get me out of here.
Let me get...
Talk to him!
Yeah. Hey, I mean, that's what it's looking like it's going to go. We already talked about the Bears and how disgusting I am. Disgusted I am with them. How whack they are. Hey, man, I know you're happy about this, man. Derek Anderson is back in the league, baby.
Hey,
Cam Newton's... teacher.
You know what I'm saying? Hey.
I feel just disrespectful saying that. That's just so disrespectful. That's not his teacher.
Talking about me as a game, bro.
I'm just glad they're not throwing Peterman back out there. Jesus Christ, bro. You're going to get somebody killed. You're going to, like, somebody gonna come find your house and blow that motherfucker up. Jesus, bro. Like, come on, fam.
I'm sure they haven't I'm really sure
they Well, they can't because what's his name hurt? And you can't really, there ain't really that many.
Didn't they trade AJ?
No, they traded AJ McKinnon. Yeah, that's why they went and got Anderson. Right? What a fuck up on their part. You went from Tyrod Taylor to Derek Anderson. You fucking assholes. See, that's what y'all get. Y'all treated my nigga like dirt, and he was winning y'all games, and then you fucking do that dumb shit. Yeah, and then you come on. See, that's what y'all get. Karma. Football gods are real.
Karma's a big bitch.
Big bitch. She get us.
Oh, God.
Please believe that.
Oh, God.
I don't really want to. Yeah, you know. Baseball playoffs. Yay.
Go Boston.
Fuck you. sorry. That came out so aggressive. Man, sorry. I hate Boston. Red Sox. Sox close it out tonight, though.
Yeah.
They're going to close it out tonight. Sorry, Houston. It's time to go the fuck home. Go Head home, Roger. Yeah, it was cool. Go home, Roger. But yeah, they're 4-0 when it comes to closeout games. That's a big stat, bro. Thanks. It's a big stat. I got to shout out hockey. Go Stars! Go Stars! Go Stars!
Go Stars, go.
Hockey season started, baby. I'm excited about that. Get to go see if some motherfuckers beat each other up on ice. Love that shit. Athletic as fuck. Gladiators. Maybe concussion the shit out of each other. Shit. Talk about concussions. Sure.
Stay away out there.
Bro, they be out there plowing dude. Blah! Oh! Oh, fight! Throw the gloves out! Boom, 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 boom. I don't have the Stars looking that good this year, though, so I'm sorry to say they're going to win just enough games to make it a big-ass heartbreak if they don't make it to the fucking playoffs. So I'm looking forward to a disheartening ending of the season, but I'm looking forward to actually going into a bunch of games. Maybe taking my son. I might even take my son. About time he gets introduced to some blood and ice. You know what I'm saying? He can see how we get down. Bro. So I'm gonna give the floor to you. You don't get very angry very often, Dipset. But something that came across the wire made my man Dipset very upset. I'm gonna get another beer on this. This is gonna get good. For those of you that don't know, Cam don't get mad about much, but whoo, boy, is he mad.
Man, so this man Jason Whitlock,
Uncle Tom,
his coon ass, bro. Like I don't understand. Like this man talks so much shit, bro. Like I don't get it. Like I don't know if people saw when he was talking about Odell. Like what, bro? What the fuck are you talking about? Like you literally just sit here and you criticize everybody. But you're not even giving really any facts. Like, my man literally said he compared Odell Beckham to Soulja Boy. That is disrespectful as fuck.
And then he called you, hello, but then he called Soulja Boy a YouTube sensation. Yeah.
Soulja Boy Odell's a YouTube sensation. Y'all off of one catch.
What? Bro. Nah, I can't agree with that at all, bro.
Check like, my man's body of work, bro. Like,
yeah, like. Hey, listen, man. Whitlock, I got a question for you, bro. And I know you're probably not going to see this. And, you know, you think you're all high and mightier than all the rest of us who are in the media that don't agree with your fucking bullshit, except for Colin Cowherd, because he's a massa, you know, and everything like that. But why is it when talking about black athletes, you're so critical, you're so, you know, Republican Donald Trump-esque. Like, you know, how dare LeBron... Oh, LeBron's house got broken into? Which one? Oh, it's they only vandalized. They didn't do any... Motherfucker, they broke in his house. Who cares? Oh, Serena's a big baby. She needs to stop crying and put on some real clothes. Huh? Huh? Then you talk about the OBJ and Soulja Boy reference, which, by the way, I kind of got the comparison... But it was very poor and horribly delivered. Yeah. Like, first off, fact check when you talk about a rapper or anybody outside of sports, like you do for sports, supposedly. You can't talk about OBJ as if he is just a whiny baby, a flash in the pan. The boy is really an animal. Since high school till now, he's really an animal. The problem is the team around him. His quarterback... we all know, is on his way out the door. Has been overrated for most of his career, but he is royalty and got lucky as shit with 2 Super Bowls. Straight facts. Yep. The other wide receivers around him, who you say Odell should be the leader of, are all about the same age as Odell. You can't, and then just because, oh, his salary is $65 million, you gave this guy all this money, and now he ain't leading, he ain't doing shit. He's just a Soulja Boy. First off, motherfucker, let's just talk about this Soulja Boy reference. Soulja Boy got a lot of money. I don't know if y'all don't know this, but Soulja Boy hit the tech thing like Chamillionaire did, and Soulja Boy got bread. Like, there was a reason 50 Cent and him hung out. Okay? 50 Cent ain't lost on a bunch of shit in a long time. Okay? Soulja Boy got a lot of money. And he probably could out-hoop you. Probably outrun you. We know he can outrun you. And then on top of that, I get with like an Audi. But he probably could buy your seat. Like, real spill. Like, come on. So let's just stop, like, with this disrespect to athletes that are black. Because realistically, that's what it is. You have come at every black athlete or superstar athlete in a side-eyed, disrespectful way, and it's unnecessary. So I just, me personally, I would just like for you to...
Shut the fuck up.
Thanks. You know, Cam and Odell go back like four flats on the Cadillacs. You talk bad about Odell, you got to come with you. You're going to die behind that. Yeah, damn, boy. Jason Whitlock. Better hide your kids.
Like, I don't get it, bro.
All I'm saying is, it just doesn't make sense to me. I would rather you talk, like, keep it stats-wise. Keep it, you know what I'm saying? Keep it professional. You're a professional, as you say all the time. I'm just a professional. Then keep it professional. Stop trying to be a little-ass, catty-ass girl. Like, you be doing some catty-ass girl shit. And it really irks my nerves because of the simple fact it's like, you a grown-ass man. You probably double the age of most of these cats on the football field. Like, at your age, bro, don't know other black, you know, sports writers or hosts go at black athletes like that. Now, I'm not telling you to take it easy on them. They have a bad game. Go at them for having a bad game. But don't try to, like, oh, his antics, he's a soldier. Like, come on, fam. That was childish as hell. You sound like a jealous girlfriend. Yep. You sound like a jealous girlfriend, bro. I got plenty of those, okay? You sound like a jealous ex-girlfriend waiting in the wind for your chance for Odell to respond on Twitter or some shit. You know what I'm saying? That was the thing. Oh, Odell, the reason the media is scared to talk to Odell and tell him he's really is because his Twitter fans. Bruh, you must not be on Twitter very often because they be dogging the shit out of you every take you got. So it ain't got nothing to do with his fans. Twitter in general can't stand you. So, except for, you know,
media in general can't stand
facts. So anyway, moving along, we spent too much time on that coward anyway. And if you think I'm lying, just get on Twitter and see what they're talking about. You know what I'm saying? We'll see. Because I saw the reaction, and the reaction was hilarious. They was calling you all sorts of fucked up shit. I ain't allowed to repeat them type of things. I'm a Christian. All right, man, enough of talking about that coward. So now it's on for the Snatches of the week. Oh, God.
He not here this week.
Well, I don't know about Heat. Hey, man. It's the off season right now for them. It's off season for them.
It's going to pick back up.
It is about to pick back up. Christmas is around the corner. Here. First up, LeBron. LeBron! King of LA. King of LA.
LeBron James.
The number 16 multicolors. Hey! They kind of look like the Skittles, but the low top 11s, aka the KDs. But yeah, they look like that. They got the gray front and back. Very, very, very nice sneaker. I ain't gonna lie, they kind of clutch. I'm not, you know, I'm still a big ass fan of them off white women's. Them off white women ones was hardest sneaker he came out with in a long time.
If you got $7, you can definitely get them.
Yeah, I ain't got all that. So, not right now. Next up is going to be the off-white Air Max 97s. I know they say off-white, but they're really black. No, I mean, like, all black.
They're definitely white.
They're all black, okay? I don't know what the off-white and Air Max and them was thinking about calling, but off-white.
Black.
But no, but off-white, that's the logo, that's the name. So, I'm with that. Next up, number 3, Treyway, is Jordan 10s, the Tinkers. I'm a 10 fan. I rock with the Tinkers. I think they're a little bright, but I rock with him. I rock with him. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't about to name them all out. The Tinker, Hirachi, Hachi, Tachi, all that other shit. They're the Tinkers. They're the Tinkers. Next up, damn, LeBron made it twice.
King James.
LeBron James.
It's his night.
Oh, my God. See, I knew he did this on purpose. So, LeBron James, LeBron 16s, the Kings come out. They're pretty dope. They're, what are they, like maroon, red?
Suede-ish.
Yeah. Kind of same material that he did the 15s and the 16 previous multicolors that we just talked about. Mm-hmm. It's really dope. I mean, like I said, LeBron has been trying to bring the heat with the sneakers more. You know, everybody's following suit. Kyrie, I mean, Jesus. Kyrie finally took a break from everybody's pockets. For like a couple, like a month and a half, he about to drop some more sneakers and come October, in the October Halloween shit. Then you got the OG Max 95s, the Aqua Wolves. I'm so excited, 95s, one of my favorite Air Maxes. And there goes Frazier. Down goes Frazier.
Not the iPhone.
And so. They're pretty dope. We lost the camera, so I apologize on the podcast for those of y'all like, what the hell going on? So they're dope. I mean, if you know the Air Maxes, you know them. They're like white, bluish, black, all of the above. And then last but not least, the Puma Thunder Spectra.
Talking about the Balenciagas.
The Balenciaga, the fake Balenciaga. I'm going to call them the Chrysler 300s. The Chrysler 300s. Because they look like they Balenciagas until you step next to some Balenciagas. They look like Balenciagas until you step next to some Balenciagas. They really, 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 not all that. But Cam wants to put them on here. So that's what we're going to do.
What's
yours? I don't really rock on them that much, but you know. I'm still trying to find a damn Sonics. I found some, but they wanted like $3,000 for them. Can't do that. No, not today. So those are the soul snatches of the week. Thank you everybody for listening. Thank you everybody for tuning in. It's gonna be a good weekend.
Yeah, man. Definitely.
It's gonna be a good weekend, man. This is
Beer.
30
sports
o'clock.
Yaddy.
Checks over stripes.
Yeah.